Did you know some dish soaps don't remove...
Okay, here we go. Just about to go on a Monday afternoon show. Testing the mic. And rock and roll. Here we are. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. It's about to storm. Happy Monday, the last Monday of May. Believe it or not, next week we're going to be into June. June is coming our way. Good stuff. Summer is about to roll around the corner and hit us in hopefully a really great way. So happy Monday to everyone. Hope everyone's doing well out there. I think what I would like to do, this is music that I was gardening to last night. Got all sorts of invasives out of the garden, double dig, digging fork, all sorts of good sweaty stuff. Hope everyone's just, keeping abreast or keeping aware of the beautiful plant life all around us, whether you engage directly or indirectly with it. It's just such a wonderful thing. We live in a beautiful, beautiful area here in South Berkshire County and in Greene and Columbia counties. We're just lucky to have nature all around us. It can bring a lot of peace, its solitude, and bring just joy. Streams, the rivers, even though some of them are polluted, the Housatonic, not so great with the PCBs from GE. Thanks. Hudson River, also with the PCBs from GE. Thanks. Still recovering. The bald eagles thriving on both of those watersheds and fish coming back. So there is hope for the future. And hopefully we can all evolve and be a little more respectful of our mother nature. So hope everyone's enjoying this Monday afternoon. Here we are. I'm going to kick it off with the Gypsy Kings. Great music to garden to, people, when you're getting down and dirty on a Sunday night evening. This was awesome.
amigo. No, Tony. No, Tony. Vete conmigo. No llores más. Cuando encontré mis manos, se vamos. Se vamos. Todo la noche.
Not act. crime.
What are you talking
about? In the old times, it was not a crime.
Naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time. Press rewind, you know, today.
In the old time, it was not a crime. In the old time, it was not a crime!
Perfectly natural.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to...
In helmet. Ireland, dug into Ashkigar. Square a pocket full of contraband, beats any British bar. I know I lay there dreaming, still in the pay of thieves. I'm rushing back to be with you, up on this desert breeze that's blowing over the mountains and over the sea. Boys in Talib Kandahar, where the eerie glow and traces light in every wretched scar. Well, say a prayer for me and cry each year this day. If you see a recruiting sergeant, boys, run, run away.
That's the Levelers right there with the Recruiting Sergeant on this Memorial Day. It is another Monday holiday of which I am graced here on the Monday Afternoon Show with every single one. A lot of Monday holidays in our midst. So Memorial Day, where we remember, memorialize. I heard guns going off here in Housatonic this morning. They had a memorial for the veterans down the road near the Housie Dome, popping off rounds for those who have fallen. We might have some music from Veterans for Peace coming up. One of the Veterans for Peace members wrote some pretty awesome songs. So we're in a time right now where, yes, Memorial Day glorifies and remembers those who have fought in wars and those what they call have given the ultimate sacrifice and who someone referred to as fighting so that we can have our freedom. I tend to get in a little bit of trouble with my big fat opinion about the American tradition of the glorification of war and supreme dominance around the world, full spectrum dominance, global strategic positioning, and military might, 900 bases around the world, having nuclear weapons pointed at virtually anyone who would dare to stand up to the empire. This is the reality. We live in our tax dollars, pay for it. We're part of it. We're part of the problem. And even though it's just such a shameful history that our young men and women are shipped overseas to die for a cause which, let's face it, in a lot of cases is completely capitalist, corporate, greedy reasons. Places like in Central America where they would fight for United Fruit Company, places like Iraq where they were fighting for Halliburton and Dick Cheney and the gang's private oil companies. In the Congo, yeah, you have the United States president in the Congo right now. That's a big one. I need to learn more about that. I got precious metals. I got children mining cobalt for your cell phones. It's really important to understand war, understand the glorification of war, and understand what it means to be part of a working class, predominantly working class population that sends their women and men to fight for the 1%. It's a tough tough system. It runs deep. I'm not going to talk too much about it. But I'm going to let Pete Seeger have a little something to say. This is going back to Vietnam. And I believe this is actually covered by John McCutcheon. Celebrating Pete Seeger. This is Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
Well, it was back in 1942. I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big money, and the big fool set to push on. Oh, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, I once forded this river but a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but keep on slugging. We'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist-deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. The sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Oh, don't be such a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. At once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. We just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. Oh, we stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the river was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream and joined the big muddy about a mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Maybe you're still walking and you're still talking and you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, that old feeling comes back on that we're waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Well, waist deep, neck deep, tall man will be over his head. Waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool says to push on.
Again. Whoa. Whoa, Lord, listen to me. Whoa. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Whoa. I got one friend, that's the Undertaker. To me. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. What? Friend only, the Undertaker. Oh. Please love and understand. Tell me, there's not no place for the end of day. They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows there's got to be a better way. Oh, oh.
Gidecev mi divakira Yıkkaça ya butmanga mamida Lago mu idecev mi da Kas kiva girdi vlam Kas gidecev mi divakira Yıkkaça ya butmanga mamida Lago mu idecev mi da Kil tuça yıkansa Su girense tutamasa Avayca Višu žičaj siromani Kaj na kjela de vlaci Gde bare pala lade dike nam Dikla digla de vlaca Višu žičaj siromani Kaj na kjela de vlaci Gde bare pala lade dike nam Kjel tuča je vaza So kjeri sa tu da vaza Avajča je šuka Vai já e julgar
anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world? God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We'll be right back.
Sunday afternoon show right here with Didn't You Know on this Memorial Day edition of the Monday Afternoon Show. Thanks, folks, for listening in on your local community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, on your dial. Green and Columbia counties representing here in New York, as well as South Berkshire County, Housatonic, broadcasting live. It's your host, Kieran Riley, till 6 p.m., like on every Monday, like on every Monday holiday. Having grown up with war refugees from all over the world, and having grown up with veterans, American veterans, combat veterans, veterans of war of all kinds, in my not-so-long life, I have just feel compelled to play a lot of anti-war songs or songs that make us think about what the American Empire is all about and what they're doing. So Martin Luther King Jr. with a little tiny two excerpts from two separate speeches. That's called America Be Warned, where people don't realize that at the time of his death, Martin Luther King Jr. was really not very popular within the black community, within the civil rights movement in general. He was very much looked at with deep concern because of his anti-war stance, because of his strong statements against the Vietnam War, which was raging at that time. And it was very controversial. We can talk about this stuff. If folks want to call in, the number to call or text, you can call or text this number, 413-687-0421. We could talk about Memorial Day, or we could just listen to more music. I'll take requests. I love the requests. 413-687-0421. This is full-on participatory community radio. This is for your listening ears. So thank you so much for listening. We heard Edwin Starr with War. What is it good for? And John McCutcheon covering the Pete Seeger classic song Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. I heard an Irish band called The Levelers with The Recruiting Sergeant. A group out of, I believe it's Bosnia, or it's somewhere in Eastern Europe there, called Chantel, with a track called Yavraya. Knew a bunch of Bosnian folks. We heard Gogol Bordello with Not a Crime, way at the beginning of, after the 4 o'clock hour, in the beginning of the hour. And of course, Buffy St. Marie, Native American music, Indigenous American music, coming your way. That was Starwalker, a live version of Starwalker with Buffy St. Marie. Great, great artist there. Did I miss anything? Started off with Gypsy Kings with a track called Amigo. My pick for gardening music of the day. And I think what we have to do right about now is go to a CD that was given to me some many years ago, that was actually recorded right down the street from me here within, I can basically look at the recording studio. My dear, now deceased friend Chris Newman, with others, including Seth Travins, recorded this right after the Iraq War began in 2003. American Songs of Hope and Distress was the name of the album. Chris Newman here on guitar and vocals on this Memorial Day. Rest in peace, Chris Newman. I miss getting rowdy with that guy. Getting a little rileyed up. Yeah, a little rowdy. He's my trouble buddy. Trouble buddy. So the number to call, 413-687-0421. Feel free to drop a line or text 413-687-0421. News coming up in a few.
the shells are falling, the war clouds, they rambled as they roared. I was a soldier in the fight, and I fought until we won. My uniform's my dirty overall. This piece of land that I stand on is my battlefield at home. My plow and my hoe is my gun. Love don't make no difference at all. We are workers, fighters all, marching in our dirty overall. My sweat, and I'll give you my blood. I'll give you your bread and your wine. Before I be any man's slave, I'll be riding down my grave and lay me down my dirty overalls. Seems so onerous to me, this blatant thievery, stretching out its wicked, crooked hands. Well, we're settled here to stay, and we'll stick here all our days, marching in our dirty overalls. Shells are falling, the war clouds, they ramble as they roar. I was a soldier in that fight, and I fought until we won. My uniform's my dirty overalls. This piece of land that I stand on is my battlefield at home. My plow and my hoe is my gun. Clothes don't make no difference at all. We are workers, fighters all, marching in our dirty overalls.
People are just poems. We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. Part of a pair, there on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky, on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze, on the day that America fell to its knees, after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic, and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly, and then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every T that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes, and there's ash in our hair, and there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn, and the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses, and soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters, and the whiskey is flowing like never before, as all over the country Folks just shake their heads and pour. So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation, under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation, under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Cause I'm a poem heating hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. May we bow to yet off of this sauce. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. Cause once upon a time, the vine followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges through valleys under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. I dream of waiting on the tall, blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air, the air, air on my face. Give back the night its distant whistle, give the darkness back its soul, give the big oil companies the finger finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert, put it back in his pants with the hypocritical chance of freedom forever. Cause when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around, the bomb, the Ryder truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke. At the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face. And scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here on 104th floor, look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than pawns in some asshole's passion play. So now it's your job, and it's my job to make it that way, to make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh. Baby, listen. Hear the train.
pop open.
That the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race, and that Homo sapiens' motto, "Let's go shopping," is the cry of the true lunatic.
And we are back. Back on the attack for another hour of the Monday afternoon show. It's Kieran here with you till 6 p.m. We've been rocking and rolling with a lot of tunes on this Memorial Day. What a gorgeous weekend this entire weekend has been. And even this nice, just cool, soft rain that's happening right now just seems nice. So rain showers, some storms happening on this Monday afternoon. Friday, Saturday, Sunday were just pretty gorgeous. Hope people got out there and enjoyed the beautiful weather. We heard at the end of that last set, last hour, some Ani DiFranco. Just cut off a little bit on that long, long live version of her song called Self Evident. I heard Chris Newman with Dirty Overalls. That was actually a Woody Guthrie cover right there by Chris Newman. We're going to keep going, keep plugging on this Monday afternoon, Memorial Day. Here's a classic song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. Actually, I think it was just Crosby, Stills, and Nash, CSN. I don't think Neil Young originally was on this, but maybe. But here's a cover of the song, Find the Cost of Freedom, covered by Morgan James.
Mm-hmm.
buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow.
Someone else will fight this war.
Mag Yo-Yo.
You still there?
K-Mag Yo-Yo by Hayes Carl right there. Some classic music on this Monday afternoon show, Memorial Day edition. I want to give a big shout-out to Tom and Jane. Tom and Jane cruising back to Haverhill, Massachusetts from the Great Barrington Brewery. Great folks right there. Hopefully maybe even tuning into a little bit of this madness. But Tom and Jane battling in their own little way on the Mass Pike right now as we speak. Hopefully it's smooth sailing out there on the Memorial Day highway traffic situation. We don't have a traffic report for you yet. But just wanted to give them a big shout out. Here's Tracy Chapman from back when I was 14 years old.
Why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still unknown? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace. All is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the speech to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission. ocean in the Japanese skies. Set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Struggle is not just a cry for justice. It's a blistering battle for the most fundamental human rights that every living soul on this planet should inherit by birthright. It's an unyielding resistance against the oppressive, suffocating grip of occupation and the callous denial of the most basic human dignity. Just as the civil rights movement in the United States fought against the chains of racial discrimination, so too do the Palestinian people strive to shatter the chains of occupation and tyranny. Never forget, my friends, that the Palestinians, much like African Americans in the United States, have been subjected to a heart-wrenching history of suffering and torment. The birth of Israel in 1948 brought forth the mass expulsion and dispossession of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their ancestral homes and land. This is a historic injustice that continues to haunt the lives of Palestinians to this very day. The situation in Palestine serves as a brutal reminder of the consequences of colonialism and the ruthless dispossession of indigenous people. It is an agonizing reminder that the fight for justice knows no borders, and we must stand united in solidarity with all oppressed peoples, whether they reside in the United States, South Africa, or anywhere around the world. Let's be unequivocally clear. Advocating for the rights of the Palestinian people is not synonymous with denying the rights and security of the Jewish people. The fight for justice in Palestine is not an assault on any particular group, but an unwavering stand against the policies of a Zionist state that has for far too long stripped Palestinians of their rights. We must remember that numerous Jewish voices also resound in the calls for justice and peace in Palestine, and their voices must not be silenced. In our relentless pursuit of justice for the Palestinian people, we must also acknowledge that it is in the best interest of the entire world to seek a just and enduring solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It is a pursuit in the name of peace, stability, and the dignity of all mankind. But let me underscore this. The battle for justice in Palestine is not merely a political struggle. It's an elemental moral battle. It's the fight for the most basic human rights of a people who have suffered these injustices for far too long. It's the fight for the right to exist in peace and security, free from the ceaseless specter of violence and dispossession. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. I implore every person of conscience, regardless of their origins or beliefs, to stand steadfast with the Palestinian people in their unwavering quest for justice. By any means necessary, let us unite in building a world where every soul can live in freedom and dignity, where the rights of every individual are not just respected, but celebrated. The struggle for justice in Palestine is a universal fight, a resonating echo of the battles waged by oppressed people across the globe. It's a battle we must champion, a torch we must carry, and a legacy we must honor. Thank you, and free Palestine.
If you can, my face, but it don't wash. No, it doesn't wash away the pain. I'm still wrapped in chains. I'm going up.
We are wicked now, burning for the crown. Home on Sky Hill Drive was electronically alive, but now I'm living in Vandenberg, so militarily absurd. When things all slow down on the base, we can shoot tear gas in the dummy's face, we can stick our bayonets in the ground. When the president comes, we'll stand around. He'll give a dollar for your fingers, $2 for your eyes. You pay the price of freedom, boy, so realize. Well, I guess I'll help in Vietnam. Teach them how to vote and how to bomb. My life's a small enough price to pay to teach those commies American way. Though I'm laying on my face, and the death explosions every place, I thought I heard the medic say he's blind. I guess I'm next to stand in line to get a dollar for my finger.
Taking a trip with your friends.
I would walk to your house. Sometimes the lights are out. Sometimes I wouldn't make it. Sometimes it turns
out. And that
around.
Is the most important topic.
Peace.
What kind of a...
How about to get past?
Thank you.
The band Yasu, formerly Yasu Benedict, from Columbia County, originally now, I still believe, based in San Francisco, California. Got Lily, by the way, Hoy on vocals right there. We heard some pretty rowdy music from Black Flag. That was My War by Black Flag earlier. And we heard Leon Russell with Down on the Bass. We kicked things off, beginning of the set, with Diva Mahal with Wicked. And, oh yeah, Tracy Chapman with Why. We heard that earlier. Some great music right there. So here's some very wise words from what I believe was a pretty great leader. Pretty great leader right there as far as American leaders are concerned and presidents. Here's JFK. This is from his speech at American University, June 10th, 1963, I believe it was. And the whole speech is just very important. This is a clip from Peace in Our Time.
And that is the most important topic on earth, peace. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time,
for peace in all time. I speak of peace because of the new face of war. Total war makes no sense in an age where great powers can maintain large and relatively invulnerable nuclear forces and refuse to surrender without resort to those forces. It makes no sense in an age where a single nuclear weapon contains almost 10 times the explosive force delivered by all the Allied air forces in the Second World War. It makes no sense in an age when the deadly poisons produced by a nuclear exchange would be carried by wind and water and soil and seed to the far corners of the globe and to generations yet unborn. Today, the expenditure of billions of dollars every year on weapons acquired for the purpose of making sure we never need them is essential to the keeping of peace. But surely the acquisition of such idle stockpiles, which can only destroy and never create, is not the only, much less the most efficient, means of assuring peace. I speak of peace, therefore, as the necessary rational end of rational men. I realize the pursuit of peace is not as dramatic as the pursuit of war, and frequently the words of the pursuers fall on deaf ears, but we have no more urgent task. Some say that it is useless to speak of peace or world law or world disarmament, and that it will be useless until the leaders of the Soviet Union adopt a more enlightened attitude. I hope they do. I believe we can help them do it. But I also believe that we must re-examine our own attitudes as individuals and as a nation. For our attitude is as essential as theirs. And every graduate of this school, every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace, should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace, towards the Soviet Union, towards the course of the Cold War, and towards freedom and peace here at home. First, I'm talking.
U.S. forces give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
that was Midnight Oil from 1982, I believe that was. Here's Peter Tosh.
Yeah. never seen. So you held a crack, baby, what the fuck does it mean? Well, it cost me 100 bars, but just through the TV. All the money goes for one, and for one we really need. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. And 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 now you do what they told ya. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Do what they told you. Now you 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 do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you.
And we're back. The team is looking down the barrel of a 455.
Thank you. لما تطول خلي المسافة تزول بلغ شوقي لحبيبي من لمسته محروم البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي وصار البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي وصار صوت حبيبي اشتد شوقي همساته تلمس ديني زي حفيف الريح يا ليل الهم حبيبي اتمنى لو تغري وصل صوتي لحبيبي اشواقي تنادي يا ليل الهم حبيبي أتمنى لو تغري
Fancy Feast Gems. Uncover the exceptional. A delicate